The Environmental Protection Agency sent a final version of the 2014 volume requirements under the Renewable Fuel Standard to the Office of Management and Budget last week. But Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa says it's coming too late, and he blames the uncertainty created by the proposed rule for the recent layoffs at John Deere and Company.
I mean, it's very frustrating. I don't feel like they've leveled with us. And the result is the price of corn has dropped so much that it's way below the cost of production, to the effect that farmers are quitting and not buying equipment. The result is John Deere is laying people off. So what the EPA has done is not only damaging farm income, but it's costing us jobs in farm machinery manufacturing. If it hadn't been for that, we'd probably see significant investments and more ethanol plants being built or expanded. So the EPA has done some real damage. I don't think they realize how harmful their actions have been. I guess I'm just tired of waiting. I just feel like they're playing politics with this instead of doing what's right for America and right for reducing our dependency on foreign oil and improving farm income and creating jobs in the heartland of this country.
Deere announced more than 100 people will be laid off indefinitely from its plant in Ankeny, Iowa, and also announced 460 people will be laid off at its tractor factory in Waterloo. Branstad also notes that cellulosic and other advanced biofuels production is moving forward, with the first gallons produced this summer by Quad County Corn Processors in Iowa and two more Iowa plants opening soon.
And then we have these two other ones that are coming on board. That's three cellulosic ethanol plants in Iowa, you know, using corn stover as the feedstock. So the demand is there. The problem we've got is oil companies control the distribution, and they've done everything they can to discourage the retailers from offering blender pumps and offering E15, which, because ethanol is a lot cheaper than gasoline, if the consumers were given the opportunity, they'd be buying it. They do in Iowa when they get this opportunity, but they're not being given that opportunity in many parts of the country.
Branstad made an appearance Tuesday, opening day, at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.